And then can we move on to matters arising? There are several matters arising I'd just like to pick up. First of all, paragraph 4.3, the greening at the Central and Western District Promenade. A paper was circulated to members on the 11th of November, produced by LCSD. Stanley Chung, maybe you'd just like to comment on that paper and where we are on the greening of the promenade area in Central. Stanley, are you here? David, sorry.
Yeah, we have circulated the paper to the board, and so far we don't receive any comment yet in writing.
Right, well, it's only the 11th, yes. It was circulated on the 11th of November. Have we got a deadline for comments? Okay. Members, if you have any comments on that paper, can we try and get them to the Harbour Unit by the end of the week? And then we can consolidate those comments and let LCSD have them. Thank you. Paragraph 4.5. This is the detailed design of the western part of the waterfront, the North Point site. In particular, if you remember, we had concerns about the western part of the residential development, the fact that it was somewhat dead, if you like, and had little to add to the waterfront. The proponent is coming to talk to us today under item 3, so that we can have a look at what they're proposing by way of an enhanced solution. Paragraph 4.7, Kennedy Town Land Use Review. Again, we're going to talk about that later under item 5, an update from the Planning Department. Paragraph 7.12 and 7.14, the ongoing issue of parking of coaches, not only just in Quarry Bay, but generally. And we've asked TD to come and see us at the next meeting to report on where we are in terms of the harbour, generally in terms of both temporary coach parking and goods vehicle parking, in terms of the whole harbour, but obviously particularly with regard to the area of geographic area for which this task force is responsible. And we've also asked the Eastern District Office to come back to us on the temporary on-street metering that we agreed to as a temporary measure at Hoyu Street. For temporary parking, as you remember, for coaches, but we said it was for 6 months, and we'd see how it went, and we want to report back from Eastern District Office at our next meeting. So those are the items that I have under matters arising. Just if people are wanting to pick up the Central Harbour front sites, we're going to have an update from the Harbour Unit under any other business. So if you have any questions on the Central Harbour front sites, let's pick that up under AOB. But any other matters arising? Paul, please.
The reason why I had no feedback is because I failed to I was not at that meeting. So, but the my point is on the 4.4 on the ex-Victoria Road Detention Centre. The point that we have made and has not been addressed in the response from government is that the site, which is relevant, is the Jubilee Battery site boundaries, not the Victoria Road Detention Centre boundaries. I know that the Victoria Road Detention Centre boundaries have been used for alienating the site to the Chicago Booth, but the site that is of relevance, which touches the water and it has all the historic features, is the battery site as a whole, not just the barracks that are given over to Chicago Booth. And the problem is that the Chicago Booth is only going to fix up the areas within their boundary, not the entire site. So what's going to happen is that the historic site will be split in two by having one area being completely renovated and the other area being left dilapidated. Now, I think that for government, it's not very feasible to go back to Chicago Booth and ask them to fix up the entire site. So my question into government is, how can we, at the same time that Chicago Booth does the barracks area of the Jubilee Battery, government can do the entire Jubilee Battery and spend money on fixing up the entire area and make sure that the boundary fences and so on that are going to be built by Chicago Booth are not going to cut through the underground tunnels and are not going to cut through the buildings that are there, so that we maintain the integrity of the Jubilee Battery site. So that is the question that I've put forward, and none of that has been answered in the response from government. And I hope either today at this meeting that we can get a commitment to get me that answer or get us that answer on how that will be done, and not just wait for an AMO assessment sometime in the future. I think the Jubilee Battery has been known for a long time, and I hope we can all understand that it's important. And for a waterfront use, it's important because that's the one that touches the water. So I hope we can agree on that, Chairman. On the coaches, on the 7.1, my office is next to this Hoyu coach parking area. It is used at around 7 for about 45 minutes by a few coaches, not a lot. The remainder of the coaches can now be found in various streets of Quarry Bay and North Point, all lining the road, somewhat away from the Jaffa Road area that has been cleared, because that's where the police is now to keep control, and the coaches are everywhere else. So I think if we're going to go forward, my most important question is, will the future North Point site development be of sufficient size to accommodate all the vehicles that go in and out to pick up people there at the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock evening time frame? So can we see the number of vehicles that are involved in this trade by having the list of license plates and the timing that they are there and picking up people, so that we can have a clear estimate of whether, you know, the problem will be resolved when North Point is open, and if not, how government will address the problem without continuing occupying the waterfront with an open-air coach parking. So those are my two issues.
Paul, what I suggest is we ask Harbour Unit to follow up on item one and get us a written response from government, because I don't think we're going to sort it out at this meeting. And then on the second issue, well, of course, that, as I just reported, we're going to have this on the agenda for the next meeting, both looking at parking generally and looking at this specific situation. So you'll have a chance then, obviously, to cross-examine and to probe deeper. And obviously, your own experience and what you're now describing is something that, which we can have in, we can bear in mind. So can you bring that up next time? Thank you. Any other items? Thank you very much.